and welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. You know, I love talking to Dennis Hoff. He's the entrepreneur, restaurateur of the Bunny Ranch. Hey, I just got to bring him in. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm great. And we should probably add Hooker Tour.
Hooker Tour. I'll put that in there, too. Hooker Tour.
In my Wikipedia. I'm doing great. And I tell you, I'm at my house, Sean, because it's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon here, and I'm at my house, and Ava Adora just came in. Now, Ava, you'll know her from, of course, she's a bunny, but when you go to the front page of BunnyRanch.com, you see a picture of her, Bill Clinton, and Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yep, and so she's all over the news and National Enquirer, the cover of National Enquirer. I've done about everything there is to do in media and never been on the cover of National Enquirer. I'm kind of jealous. And this week she's on the cover of Globe magazine.
Great. Yep.
And so she's the darling of the media right now, the girl that captured Bill Clinton's attention.
I see that. So Ava, take me through the entire night. What happened?
Well, Dennis was nice enough to invite me and Barbie to go with him to the Unite for Humanity event in Los Angeles. It was kind of like a pre-Oscar thing, and they were honoring celebrities who had done humanitarian work over the year. And Bill Clinton was going to give the first speech, and he was walking through with his Secret Service guys, and he wasn't taking pictures with anybody. But Barbie Girl jumped up and yelled, "You know, Mr. President, I was on HBO's Cat House, and I work at the Bunny Ranch. Can we have your picture?" And he looked over at us, stopped, and let us through, and we got one.
Oh, wow. I mean, did anything go past that? I mean, did he hold conversation with you? Or was it just a quick, take a picture, and that's it?
Unfortunately, it was quick. I totally wish he would have invited me back, that's for sure.
Oh.
the interesting thing, I think, is that Barbie Girl handed her iPhone to a Secret Service agent who took the picture. And, I mean, look, there's lots of celebrities in there that wanted pictures with Bill Clinton. They were all there also trying to get a picture. I mean, you're talking about Clooney and DiCaprio and Sean Penn and De Niro and Alicia Keys and Demi Lovato. And, I mean, the list is 100 deep, and they all were there. And the one that got his attention is when Barbie Girl said, "Mr. President, I'm on the HBO Cat House series. I work at the Bunny Ranch." And boy, he stopped, he looked around, and he just took his fingers and waved the two girls over. And that picture tells it all. He's a happy guy.
That's a good promo for the Bunny Ranch. It's good enough for Bill Clinton. It's good enough for the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I never really told Ava this, but one of the reasons I invited her, a few reasons. One, she's hot. Number two, she's brunette, and I thought that might get Bill's attention because of the Monica scandal.
Yeah.
And then three, she's also given back to the world by doing humanitarian stuff in where at in Asia now?
I've been in Tibet, Nepal, India, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, kind of all over the place over there. So.
Yeah, and how'd you like it there?
It's a whole new world, that's for sure. I love being in the United States, but they need help.
Well, I spent some time in Malaysia, so I already know what you're talking about there.
Yeah. So, anyways, and afterwards, after that was over with, and I stayed back intentionally because I thought, I want the girls to get this, and I didn't want to cause any troubles for Bill and the picture taken with me. And so then, what did he say to you, Ava?
Well, after the picture was taken, I told him, "We love you, Mr. President." And he said, "Well, I love posing with pretty girls."
Nice. And they took him away, but everybody took that picture. And, of course, they sold it to National Enquirer and TMZ and everybody that's out there that buys those kind of pictures. And the next day she's on TMZ, and the New York Post is talking about it, and the Daily News.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, Ava. Does Bill Clinton have that, because everybody talks about this, about Bill Clinton, that he has this sort of gravitational pull when it comes to women. Did you feel that when you were around him?
Oh, it's so true. He is the most charismatic, charming person I've ever been around. I could instantly see, like, why Monica was into it. I would be, too. It's hard to resist.
Wow. So it's only a few men out there that just has it. I'm thinking Clinton, Clooney, maybe Denzel.
And you know what? Because Hillary, we don't know whether she was upset or not. Of course, the media picked up on it. But Ava wants to support Hillary in the election coming up, because we know she's going to run, and so she started a whole organization, a grassroots organization in Nevada. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of that now?
It's called Hoes for Hillary.
Hoes for Hillary. I like it. Hoes for Hillary. I like that. I'm totally down with Hoes for Hillary. All right.
Hoes for Hillary. Absolutely. So I think it's going to be a winner. We just locked up the URL. And we're gonna it's Hoes for Hillary.
Nope.
And she's gonna support her and come out, and who knows, you and Hillary may meet someday, and it might even be a threesome. You never can tell.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so awesome.
I just want to watch. But this is another idea you can do. Just do a campaign ad, Hoes for Hillary.
Oh yeah.
And Dennis Hall, you have to endorse that message.
Oh, absolutely. We'll take out a big ad in the Washington Post, Hoes for Hillary. And that Ava Adora is supporting Hillary in her presidential campaign.
Oh, great. We're talking with Dennis Hoff. He's the entrepreneur, restaurateur. I wanted to congratulate you on the on Bunny Tales and Diary of a Pimp that's in Penthouse. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, you know, I've always been a Penthouse fan. And they contacted us, and I went to New York, and I made a deal. Now, I'm on the Penthouse Forum, and everybody go out and buy that Penthouse Forum, buy the National Enquirer, and we'll sign this for you, and we'll buy you some drinks for your trouble. So I'm going to be doing an article, a reoccurring article for Penthouse every month, and we're going to be putting bunnies in Penthouse as Penthouse pets. Ava is being shot right away for a layout for Penthouse.
Right, and the April May issue is out now. It's the 44th cover, the anniversary issue, so make sure you guys pick that up. Also, you know what? In Chicago, one of the things that strikes me in the gentlemen's clubs here in Chicago is that most of the gentlemen's clubs here in Chicago, they only allow topless, and then you can't even serve alcohol in most of these establishments. What's your stance on serving alcohol and full nudity as opposed to partial nudity? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous not to have full nudity. That's what strip clubs are about. It's you know, squeeze and tease, and it's the cities and the states that have these ridiculous ideas. Well, if you have topless, you can't have liquor. Or, I mean, if you have bottomless, you can't have liquor. If you're topless, you gotta wear a pasty. You got a 4-foot rule. You got all these rules, and rules trying to police morality. And the bottom line is that men and women like stimulation. And that's one of the ways to get them is with strip clubs. I think it's a joke to put in these rules that are just very, very difficult.
Yeah, we definitely need to get you back here in Chicago and start pulling some strings here, Dennis.
Well, I think we should do it. Look at Chicago is not known for having great strip clubs. You know, you want good strip clubs, you go to Dallas, you go to Portland, you go to Orlando, Tampa. I mean, these are the places where the strip clubs rip and tear, and they're fun places. But Chicago, I never known Chicago to be the strip club capital of anything.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's totally a pleasure to talk to you, Ava Dura, Dennis Hoff. He's the owner of BunnyRanch.com. Ava Adora, make sure you check out Diary of a Pimp, Bunny Tales in the Penthouse Forum, the April May issue, 44th anniversary issue. Make sure you pick it up. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sean, it's always fun.